New Archdiocesan Patroness announced at Deanery Mass, written and read by Sean Gallagher. As he inaugurated a series of masses in all 11 Archdiocesan deaneries in celebration of the canonization of St. Theodore Guerin, Archbishop Daniel M. Beeklein announced that the Holy See had proclaimed Indiana's first saint as a new patroness of the Archdiocese of Indianapolis. I'm happy to say that by decree from the Holy See received just this week, I bring St. Theodore Guerin to each of our deaneries as a new patroness of the Archdiocese alongside St. Francis Xavier, said the Archbishop during a homily on the November 29th Mass at St. Joan of Arc Church in the Indianapolis North Deanery. St. Francis Xavier, who continues to be the patron of the Archdiocese, was named the patron of the Diocese of Vincennes when it was created in 1834. Hundreds of Catholics from parishes across the deanery heard the announcement during a festive Mass where 14 diocesan priests can celebrate it. A choir made up of members of the deanery's parishes led the congregation in song, including Our Lady of Providence, a hymn written 70 years ago by Providence Sister Cecilia Clare that was frequently sung in schools staffed by members of the congregation. After sharing this news with those in attendance, Archbishop Beeklein reflected on its meaning for the faith in central and southern Indiana. God gave us Mother, gave us her life as an example, he said, and this gift calls us to walk in her footsteps, to pass on the heritage that she left for us. And yes, some among us surely are called to become consecrated women after her example. Some are called to carry on the mission of Christ as priests, like Francis Xavier. All of us are called to be missionaries in our own way. One woman in the congregation that night who answered the call was Providence Sister Patty Wallace, currently a novice in a mission year in her religious community. Sister Patty is serving as the librarian at St. Andrew and St. Rita Catholic Academy in Indianapolis. A one-time member of St. Simon the Apostle Parish in Indianapolis, who was taught in her youth by the Sisters of Providence, she said the Archbishop's announcement was, quote, a wonderful surprise, unquote. Mother Theodore is known by the world now, said Sister Patty, and it's a great honor to have her be the co-patroness of the Archdiocese. Sister Patty is one of the newest members of her community, but she has been preceded by literally thousands of other women who joined the congregation founded by St. Theodora at St. Mary of the Woods in 1840. One of them was Providence Sister Agnes Josephine Coffey, who died in 1992 at the age of 102. She had taught for many years at St. Joan of Arc School. Her nephew, Michael Coffey, was present for the Mass. He spoke about how many times he had visited her at the parish when he was young, and how she had hoped that the congregation's foundress would one day be canonized. She would dream of it, but never believe it would happen, said Coffey, a member of St. Pius X Parish in the Indianapolis North Deanery. It's just like miracles happen. For more photos and news, log on to www.criteriononline.com.